From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Barbara Jean Johnson.
I'm Kara Thomas.
And I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we're following this week. Voters approved a 1% local option sales tax in November, requiring commissioners to adopt an ordinance making the tax a reality. On Tuesday, December 1st, commissioners approved an ordinance stating the tax will be applied to the gross receipts from retail sales, as well as the storage, use, distribution, and consumption of taxable goods and services occurring within the county, with the exception of auto sales. Collection of tax will not occur until the 1st of April, 2010. Generally speaking, anything purchased or leased under contract before that date and delivered or taken possession of by the 30th of June would be exempt. The same is true of taxable services contracted before the 1st of April, but provided before the 30th of June. Construction materials contracted for prior to April 1 will not be taxed if delivered by the 30th of September. Once the tax is collected, it is sent to the Department of Revenue, where a small administration and collection fee is taken. After that, the balance is returned to the county.
The county board continues to pursue a countywide fiber optic network, or broadband, and adopted an ordinance on Tuesday, December 1st, to create a management structure for the network. The new organization is called the Fiber Optic Network Commission and will be made up of 5 voting members. One of the members will be a county commissioner. The remaining 4 will be appointed by the county board to staggered terms. The commission will have a number of duties, powers, and functions. It will have general authority for management and oversight of the fiber optic network and will be charged with setting up and maintaining a long-range plan for telecommunication services for Cook County. Commissioner Bob Fenwick said by enacting the ordinance, the board was doing what it had promised, set up an entity to run a public-private hybrid.
Superior National Forest managers have announced a new decision regarding off-highway vehicle use in the forest. Off-highway vehicles include all-terrain vehicles, off-highway motorcycles, and four-wheel drive vehicles. The forest-wide travel management project will provide more loop routes and connections for longer-distance OHV riding opportunities on existing roads and trails, as well as making site-specific determinations for unclassified roads. The revised OHV plan was originally put forward in December 2008, but implementation was delayed by an appeal. The regional forester reviewing the appeal upheld the OHV plan on all but one appeal point, the analysis of potential air quality impacts in the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. Following the appeal decision, a further analysis of air quality was held with public comments taken. Following that review, Forest Supervisor Jim Sanders signed a revised decision that found no significant impact on air quality with the OHV plan. The decision will go into effect when the motor vehicle use map is published, which is expected to be in spring of 2010. The map will display the various types of motor vehicles that are permitted on roads and trails on Superior National Forest System lands. Off-highway vehicle riders will be expected to use the map as their official guide to which roads and trails are open for use. If the road is not on the official motor vehicle use map, then it is not legal to ride on that road. According to Superior National Forest managers, consolidating OHV use is expected to result in lower road maintenance costs, cleaner water, improved wildlife and fish habitat, and fewer conflicts between motorized and non-motorized recreationists. For more information and links to more resources, visit our news page at WTIP.org.
Members of the Grand Marais Parks and Recreation Board met Tuesday and set park fees and camping fees for next year. Daily rates throughout the rec park for 2010 see little change from 2009. Tent rates will be $23 a day, less than the current rate. Lakefront tent sites will be $29, which is just a few cents higher. Recreational vehicles using electricity and water hookups are $32, and those that also have sewer availability will go for $35, both at a dollar increase. The board chose to keep seasonal rates for full-service sites at $616 per month for 2 or more months. They have instituted a new one-month rate of $716 for any 30-day period. Seasonal dock fees will increase by 1% and will continue to be figured by the foot, not as at some marinas, by the length of the dock used.
The kids at Sawtooth Mountain Elementary have been included in a recent issue of the Healthy Schools Program Success Stories newsletter. The story is called Being Active Outside Despite the Cold. It chronicles an outing last spring when Sawtooth Elementary students made the most of the coldest of winter days on snowshoes. The Lloyd K. Johnson Foundation granted the Sawtooth PTA money to purchase snowshoes for the school, and teachers have been taking their students outside to introduce them to snowshoeing and exercise. The snowshoes have even helped to increase parent participation in the children's classroom, providing intergenerational education and interaction.
The Grand Marais Municipal Pool staff will be offering preschool aquatic classes for 3 to 5-year-olds. Classes begin January 11th and will continue through February 3rd. Classes will be held twice a week. There will be a 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. session and an identical session from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. Registration takes place at the pool. Between December 12th and 24th, discount ticket books will be available at the pool. There is a 20% discount on books of 10 tickets. And there are special holiday hours through the end of the year, including Sundays, but no swimming on Christmas. If you'd rather get full of snow than get wet, Park Manager Dave Terstig says the sliding hill is open.
The Minnesota Department of Health has awarded 39 grants to state communities to help lower the number of Minnesotans who use tobacco or who are obese or overweight. Cook County is one of the recipients under the Statewide Health Improvement Program, or SHIP. SHIP is locally controlled, and in Cook County, Grand Marais has been designated as a focus community for work on school nutrition at ISD 166, as well as increasing active living through more access to walking and biking. According to school nurse and SHIP coordinator Kristen Deruta-Wharton, all of these SHIP interventions have been chosen because they have been proven to decrease obesity and chronic disease. SHIP tackles the top three causes of preventable illness and death in the United States: tobacco use, physical inactivity, and poor nutrition. Cook County Public Health and Human Services and the Sawtooth Mountain Clinic are partnering in the support of the local efforts. For WTIP News, I'm Jay Anderson.
I'm Kara Thomas.
And I'm Barbara Jean Johnson.